What would people usually refer to, you know, the black race? That was probably not the common word then.
No. When I remember, we called them niggers. Uh-huh. That's the way it started. Then later, went to Negro.
Uh-huh.
And then,
oh, I see. That was the progression.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, now it's black. Colored. At one time, we called them colored.
Yeah. What about, like white people who are, well, just sort of white people that don't work, that are just kind of, you know,
just white trash.
Yeah. How about people who live way off in the country and never come to town very often?
Backwoods.
Yeah, backwoods. Yeah, sort of thing. Yeah. And, this next part's just for pronunciation. I'll point to, and you'd call this my
forehead,
and this would be my
hair.
This is gonna sound silly. And on a man's face, this would be
his beard.
And to distinguish this one from this one, you'd say this was your
right ear.
Yeah, this then
left
would be
ear. Yeah. Wrong way, but
it
anyway.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one is which. And this would be your
lips.
And this whole thing that you eat with would
be your mouth.
And this would be
your throat.
And all the way around would be
neck.
And do you remember a word, goozle, long time ago? What would goozle?
Goozle or Adam's apple.
Oh, the same as the Adam's apple. And one of these would be
your tooth.
Uh-huh. And all of them would be
teeth.
And this would be this part up above.
Gums.
And this part of your hand.
Palm.
And one of these would be
fist.
And two would be
fist.
I didn't use that silly. The place where people get arthritis is in their
joints.
And the upper part of a man's body is called his
torso.
And these are called these two things.
Shoulders.
And this would be
hand.
Yeah. And two of these would be
hands.
And this whole thing that you walk with is
leg.
Yeah. And one of these would be this
foot.
Uh-huh. And two of them would be
feet.
And this bone here that you
shin.
Yeah. And the back part of your thighs, like, you know, kids squat down on their. Have you ever heard of people on your hunkers or hunkers? Is that
hunkers.
The word? Yeah, uh-huh. That you've heard. I usually don't hear that very often.
No, not anymore.
Anymore. Oh, that's. Do you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Yes.
How do you mean that? Is it
well, very ordinary.
Very ordinary. Mm-hmm. It's not an insult.
No.
If you were talking about older people people way up in their 80s or so that really get around a lot, you might say, boy, that lady's really
alert. I have one that teaches piano here at my house. She's 81 years old.
You don't mean it.
She is the most alert person I've ever known.
And she teaches piano
sir.
At age 81?
She surely does.
Oh, that is remarkable.
You should interview her.
Oh, wow. She would have been a good one for the older category.
She really was.
Oh. Is she a native of Forest City?
No, she lives in Wynn, and she wasn't. I think she was from Mississippi or somewhere down there.
Oh, that's really interesting. Hmm. That is really interesting. It's amazing to me when I see people like that. I'm not even that alert now to be able to teach
piano. I'm not
either.
Oh, goodness.
Do you remember the song, the old gray mare, she ain't
what she used to be.
Yeah, that was a very common.